This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now an update on what some call drones and some call unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs. This week, the Senate Judiciary Committee looked into drones in America and privacy. The federal government is working on new rules that could expand permits for drones in the coming years. Ben Popper has been covering this for The Verge, the online tech news site.
There really aren't a lot of laws or regulations in place that explain what's allowed with drones in terms of safety and privacy. And so there's been a rush by states and cities to pass legislation, often aimed at their own government employees and law enforcement. Because what's interesting is that the FAA controls the airspace, right? So a state or a city cannot say, you can't fly a drone over here. But what they can say is, the police aren't allowed to use this.
Who is allowed? Well, academic institutions, hobbyists, and in some cases, law enforcement. Some businesses already use them, such as Hollywood filmmakers, but they risk getting a tart note from the FAA telling them to stop. Popper points to the parts getting cheaper from companies like China's DJI Innovations.
The flight systems that they design would have cost about $10,000 if you wanted to buy them a few years ago. And now you can get that same flight control system, satellite-powered with all kinds of interesting GPS technology, for under $700. And another interesting part of it is that a lot of the technology that goes into these drones nowadays used to be classified as military technology, and it was subject to export control, which means you couldn't just order it on the internet or buy it at a hobbyist shop. Now hobbyists can get their hands on all these things.
Some of this technology is also in smartphones and tablets, navigation chips, and accelerometers that detect position. Popper tells the story of how last year Texas law enforcement got help that may have technically been illegal from prominent drone promoter Gene Robinson. He used one of his so-called unmanned aerial vehicles to take pictures of the search area to locate what sadly turned out to be the body of a missing 2-year-old.
He and his wife used software to scan through those images to zoom in and out, and they noticed a splotch of color that seemed off to them. So that's where they sent the Texas Rangers, and it was actually a spot that those Rangers had been over before, both with a helicopter and with kayaks, and not seen anything. And so just the ability to have sort of this persistent look at the terrain that you can capture with a drone and a camera, lets you do some things in search and rescue that you wouldn't be able to otherwise.
Unmanned aerial vehicle is the accepted term, but as you may have noticed, it's not gender neutral. If you have a better suggestion, type it into marketplacetech.org.